The Hawk is on the air, broadcasting 24/7 from the top of the Niagara Escarpment.
Everybody, welcome back once again. This is the Soundtrack Show on 101.5 The Hawk. My name is Mark, and for the next hour or so, we'll be doing part two of our yearly two-part Halloween special. That there was a little montage of some of my favorite Halloween horror films themes. As you know, we normally don't do cinematic themes, but some of these are iconic. Everybody knows that from Friday the 13th, which is cute and a little silly now, but when you first heard it, way, way back in the day, when that came out, 78, 79, it was creepy. And, of course, right at the end there, we heard the theme from Poltergeist, which came out in 1980, and is still, it's a PG-rated horror film, not terribly gory, and I've seen it 1,000 times, but it's still probably my favorite scary movie, because it legitimately is. Well done. Scary. Sets the tone very, very, very well. And one of Spielberg's best movies, I think. Like, you can point at the big ones, like Jurassic Park, and the things he's done along the way that are just fantastic. There's nothing wrong with those. But for my money, or Jaws, or for my money, Poltergeist was probably the best one. At least of the, yeah, And for the record, I know in the credits it says that Tobe Hooper, who did most famous, I think, for the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Tobe Hooper was technically the director, but evidently a steady diet of caffeine and cocaine allowed Steven to do Poltergeist at night, and during the day he was doing, he directed E.T. So, there you go. Still, drugs are bad for you, kids. Don't ever forget that. Anyway, I got a ton of stuff to play tonight. Some really cool things. Some local Hamilton talent on the roster as well. So that'll be fun. And we're going to start that one with this one. So this next song, the first song for tonight, is by a local musician by the name of Mike Treblecock. Now, Mike has done, he's been a local session guy, and he's performed locally for a long time. He's also an actor. In fact, he was the creature inside, he was the guy inside the creature suit for a local production film called Creature from Cannibal Creek, of which I got to be I think victim number 4. So I'm very happy to hear about that. That was a lot of fun. I had a great time with it, and it just came out on DVD. So I will post the link if you should so choose. It's not an expensive purchase. And the money goes to a good cause. It's local talent. I don't get a penny. I was in it. I had a lot of fun with it. And I did it as a lark. I did it as because I've never been in a movie before, and I thought this would be pretty darn cool. And I was right. And am I an actor? Absolutely not. Although if the Oscar people call for best supporting, I will take a call. I will be happy to do so. But that was a production of the writing director talent of John Miore. And some others came along with that as well. And from another of John's films called Exorcism of the Dead, which I was not involved in, just to clarify. Mike did the theme song for that one, and that's what this one is. So, without further ado, Exorcism of the Dead by Mike Treblecock. Here we are on The Soundtrack Show. Happy Halloween, everybody. 101.5 The Hawk. We'll be right back.
Busted.
The soundtrack to Scream 1. That's Youth of America by Bird Brain. We have one more song from that album, moving on to something else. You can't do Halloween without this guy. Vincent Fournier, better known as Alice Cooper. Off of Scream 1. School's out. It's a soundtrack show, 101.5 The Hawk.
Can't find a flag. If that-
Alice Cooper schools out from Scream and so many other films along the way. It's probably his, that would have, our hands down, be his biggest hit. Anyway, I played last week some stuff from, I played the rap stuff from the Nightmare on Elm Street series. I did not get to play this one last week. We ran out of time, so I wouldn't do Halloween without playing a little Dokken. So, from A Nightmare on Elm Street Part 3, Dream Warriors, the song is Dream Warriors by Dokken. And this is Soundtrack Show 115 The Hawk.
Yeah. just loneliness. Temptation heat beats like a drum deep in your veins.
McMahon, Cry Little Sister. It's a theme from The Lost Boys, which if you have not seen it, you should get up off your ass and go check that out. It is a fantastic film. It's very 80s, but it's a vampire flick, and it's actually it's a lot of fun. It's one of the early, it's probably the first one with the two Coreys, Corey Haim and Corey Feldman. It was before Haim's run in with Charlie Sheen, so good for that one. And, yeah, it was a good movie. Lots of fun. Teens hunting vampires in California. And, of course, you've seen Kiefer Sutherland long pre-Jack Bauer was the vampire. And so was Bill S. Preston, Esquire. Watch for him hanging from the train track. Anyway, one more song from this album, we'll go to something else. It's Echo and the Bunnymen doing The Doors, People Are Strange, on the Soundtrack Show, 101.5 The Rock.
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down, when you're strange. Faces come out of the rain when you're strange. No one remembers your name when you're strange. Down.
strange. No one remembers your name when you're strange.
Techno there for you. First up there, we had Rob Zombie, the Hot Rod Herman remix of Dracula from the soundtrack to The Matrix. And another song I think goes very well with that was New Order's Confusion from the Blade 1 soundtrack. Evidently, Blade is being made into a TV series. I don't know if that's still the case. At least it was a couple of years ago. Be interesting to see what they do with that. Although I'd have a hard time thinking of anybody else better than Wesley Snipes to be the main lead character. He was fantastic. The first two movies are great. Third one, not so much, but even Ryan Reynolds couldn't save the third one. He couldn't save Wolverine either. What are you going to do? Anyway, moving on to a movie that's a little more modern, a little more recent. Yet the music's older because it's a period piece. It's from the soundtrack to The Conjuring, Part 1. Now, The Conjuring movies is a Part 3 that's coming out. It was originally supposed to come out this month, but they delayed it. Like everything else this year, it's on now next year. Conjuring storyline follows the exploits of supposedly real-life demonologists, Ed and Lorraine Warren, who are probably most famous for investigating the Amityville house after the Lutz family left. And evidently there's something there. At least there was at the time. Subsequent owners have said no. Granted, if I owned a house like that, that was such a magnet for people looking for weirdness, that so much publicity has been made of. I don't know that even if I was something in the house, I would tell anybody. I'd probably keep it a secret. Anyway, from The Conjuring Part 1, The Zombies, Time of the Season, 101.5 The Hawk.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands,
to show you everyone. It's the time of the season for love.
What's your name?
Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? Be rich.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
us
any time?
Any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season.
And from Conjuring 2, where the Warrens head off to jolly old England, it's London Calling, The Clash.
The ice is coming, the sun's zooming in. Meltdown expected, the wheat is going thin. Engines stuck on him, but I have no fear, cause London is drowning. I live by the river, to the imitation zone. Forget it, brother, you can go it alone. London calling to the zombies of death. Quit holding out and draw another breath. London calling, and I don't want to shout, but while we were talking, I saw you nodding out. London calling, see we ain't got no hide, except for that one with the yellowy eyes. The ice is coming, the sun's zooming in, engines stuck on it, the wheat is going thick, a nuclear error, but I have no fear, cause London is drowning out.
There for you. This one was going to seem a little out of place, but it's not, because it fits in perfectly. So from, we're talking about more modern horror movies, more recently released horror movies. The Insidious series has been very popular, and they're a lot of fun. Scary too. Lots of great jump scares. The scariest part of Insidious 1 is this demon that kind of looks like Darth Maul. He's in his own little pocket of hell. And one of the ways he tortures people is by playing this song over and over and over again, which, to me, is what hell would be. This or It's a Small World After All. Tiny Tim.
Through the tulips with me.
Because if that won't drive you batty, I really don't know what will. There's another little silly one, a little better, a little newer. From the soundtrack to the film Copycat, 1995, starring Sigourney Weaver as an agoraphobic shut-in psychologist who basically fights crime over the phone. And her nemesis, the serial killer, is taking an interesting obsession with her, played by Harry Connick Jr. And there's a scene in which he's basically copycatting the procedures of known serial killers. And so when he gets to Ted Bundy, he leaves this vehicle that he went to kill this girl with. But the vehicle is an old Volkswagen Beetle with a cassette playing, just as they found it with Ted Bundy when they really caught him. He was playing this song. It's the Partridge Family, 101.5 The Hawk.
I'm sleeping and right in the middle of a good dream. Like all at once I wake up from something that keeps knocking at my brain. Before I go insane, I hold my pillow to my head and spring up in my bed, screaming out the words I dread. I think I love you. This morning I woke up with this feeling I didn't know how to deal with, and so I just decided to myself I'd hide it to myself and never talk about it, and did not go and shout it when you walked into the room. I think I love you. Up against, I don't know what it's all about. I got so much to think about. Hey, I think I love you. So what am I so afraid of? I'm afraid that I'm not sure of a love there is no cure for. I think I love you. Isn't that what life is made of? Though it worries me to say I never felt this way. Don't have to worry, I only want to make you happy, and if you say hey go away I will, but I think better still I'd better stay around and love you. Do you think I have a case? Let me ask you to your face. Do you think you love me? I think I love you. I think I love you.
I think I love you.
What?
That, of course, was the Partridge Family, I Think I Love You, from the soundtrack to Copycat. Here's what going out to, it's actually from 1982's The Thing, John Carpenter classic, about the alien they find in the Antarctica. Well, Stevie Wonder, Superstition. As we wind down the Halloween episode of the Soundtrack Show, 101.5 The Hawk.
We'll be right back.
Tunes from Hamilton Talent. This is number two. This is the Dave Rave and the Forgotten Rebels and their cover of Richard O'Brien's summer science fiction double feature from the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Michael Rennie was ill the day the earth stood still, and he told us where we stand. And Flash Gordon was there in silver underwear, and Claude Rains was the invisible man. Then something went wrong for Bay Ray and King Kong. They got caught in a cellular jam, and at a deadly pace it came from outer space. And this is how the message ran. Over a barrel and tarantula took to the hills. And I really got hot when I saw Janet Scott fight a triffid that spits poison and kills. Dana Andrews set rooms, gave him the runes, and passing the news lots of skill. But when worlds collide, said the cow to his bride, I'm gonna give you some terrible thrills. Life in science fiction.
You know, Dave Rave makes a pretty good riff-raff, I have to tell you. It's a science fiction double feature originally featured in the Rocky Horror Picture Show as done by Dave Rave and the Forgotten Rebels. And my friends, we're nearly out of time. We've got one more tune to go, and that brings us to Halloween. So if you are going out, if you're a youngin' and you're going out, be careful. Wash your hands frequently. Don't touch your face. Wear a mask. The surgical mask, preferably not underneath the normal Halloween mask, because they say you could suffocate. So don't double mask it. That's the safety tip for tonight. And if you're giving out candy, again, be careful. And probably just wing it at them. They just, like you would skip a rock at the beach, maybe you could do that with a peanut butter cup. Just saying, just be careful. I hope all is well. I hope you're all happy and healthy, at least as much as you can be. And be excellent to each other. Happy Halloween and good night, everybody. See you next week. Take it home, a little Stephen Lynch, the Halloween song.
This one's weird because I can only play it once a year. On Halloween.
Scary. Thinking of all the cool creatures that I will meet on this night. Ghosts and goblins and witches roaming the streets in moonlight. Bowls of candy and goodies, delicious and waiting in store. The sound of cute little footsteps as they approach my front door. Letting the children inside to drink beers. Razor blades hidden in Three Musketeers. Screams from the basement of kids begging to be set free. That's what Halloween means to me.